The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, lots of busy mums and dads are still working at home without access to their chosen childcare facilities. Childcare services are currently open for vulnerable children and children of essential workers. But from Monday, the Early Childhood Care and Education Programme, the ECHE programme, will reopen for all participating children. Are parents delighted, or are they apprehensive, or perhaps both? Joan O'Sullivan, National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals and owner-manager of Little Footsteps Creche in Swords, is on the line now. Joan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, you have been open because you're catering for those people who are allowed to drop their children. How has that been? Has it been smooth? Has it been, in your mind, safe? And how are both the children attending and your staff feeling about the whole thing?
Well, I think we're feeling an awful lot better now than we were feeling on the 3rd of January when we were preparing to reopen. And I have to say I have huge empathy for all of those who are preparing to reopen this coming Monday. It's a very, very frightening time. as far as our own services are concerned, things have gone very well. We've had great support from parents. My staff have been absolutely fantastic. We have changed our practice from last autumn, in that we now wear masks all the time when we're within the service. That is a big change, but we felt back in January that it was just the numbers were just too high.
Yeah.
It was too much of a risk to take. We all
now
are
that's your
fully
own
aware.
Internal rule, isn't it? Because according to the guidelines, adults and very young children could interact without masks, but you've decided for safety, masks for everybody.
Yes, services are asked that staff who are in common areas, such as corridors, would wear masks in those areas, but they don't have to wear them with the children. But I would feel my own experience is that many, many services since the beginning of January have started wearing them all of the time, because we are protecting the children from ourselves, from the adults, and we, each of us as adults, are protecting the other adults in the service.
Yeah. And that is a good precautionary principle to employ. Now, you are presumably not working at full capacity because of the rules. Is that so?
Yes. Actually, from last June, we reopened, like other services, we reopened gradually. And ourselves, we never actually went back to full capacity. That was our choice back in September, because we felt that we were operating at a level that we felt was safe. And thankfully, so far, that has worked out to be the case.
The income, therefore, goes down. Have you been compensated by the government for doing the right thing?
Childcare services are eligible for the EWSS, the Employer's Wage Subsidy Scheme. So that's been an absolute godsend to us, because it's not just that income is down, but staff costs have soared. Because we need more staff than we ever did before. If we have a pod of five children with one adult, we would now need a second person in that pod so that one adult can... We can't have floating staff covering lunch breaks anymore, that type of thing, because we've got to reduce the amount of adults that have contact with each group of children. So staff costs have soared. And, of course, cleaning costs, all of those admin costs have really gone up during COVID. So the EWSS has been an absolute godsend to us. But yes, I of course, if services have reduced capacity, they have reduced their income.
Yeah. Now, the next stage, as I mentioned, is Monday, when the Early Childhood Care and Education Scheme will reopen for all participating parents and children. But that's not the full reopening, because it's not until, the 29th of March, when all children will be able to avail of this.
We have all ECCE eligible children. So I would think that in most services, the majority of children will be back. I mean, some services are going from zero children to 100% of children next Monday, because if they're ECCE only, then those services have been closed. Mm. And all of those children are arriving back in on Monday on the one day. And for full day services, if there are ECCE only classes, those classes have been closed during the last 2 months, and those children will come back. But yes, if children are under ECC age, so in other words, at this stage they'd be under 3 years of age, and they are not essential, they still can't come back. So they won't be coming back till the 29th of March.
We are depending on people in your industry to do the right thing. Are you happy that they are all aware of all the protocols, aware of what they must do, and what's your confidence level that they will obey the regulations or the advice?
Oh my goodness, Pat. I think the childcare staff are absolutely wonderful. I mean, we're classified as frontline workers, but as essential workers, but we're not classified as frontline workers. And you know, we are frontline workers. We socially distance from other adults, as in other staff, but we do not socially distance at all from children. So we are wiping noses, we're changing nappies, we're putting children down to bed, we're sitting down with the children on our knees for stories, we're picking up children when they fall. We have huge, huge contact with the children. And I think that across the country, we can see that the positivity rates in close contact in earlier services are substantially below the positivity rates within the community. That says so much about what earlier staff are doing. I mean, these people are heroes, Pat. The staff in all of these services, they are out there on the front line. They might be wearing masks, but that's all that they're wearing. They're not wearing PPE, and they're doing a fantastic job. They're doing everything that parents would hope they might be doing. So yes, I think that the buy-in from staff across the country has been absolutely amazing. Absolutely
now, obviously,
amazing. I mean, earlier staff deserve medals for what they're doing.
But are you happy with the level of information that you have been given by the HSE, you know, so that you can have a certain level of comfort and security that, you know, you're minimising the possibility of infection?
I think so. I mean, we could always do with more information. And especially with the new variants, you know, we of course know that there's so many new variants now, we can't keep track of them. And we do worry about the transmission rate from all of that coming out. And it's always really good to get updated information. But on the other hand, the HSE have a helpline for us. And the feedback from services where there have been cases is that the HSE have really come in quickly and are giving good advice. And you know what? They're praising services where they are seeing really good practice, and for services may have a case, but that case is not spreading. The HSE, I think, and TUSLA are quite good at praising those services, which is really reassuring.
Now, are the rules after... Yeah, go on, please.
Well, I think what you have to remember is what most people are doing now in their daily lives in relation to infection control is what earlier services have always done. Infection control has always been a huge part of our lives. So all of this hand washing all the time and cleaning everything, that's always been part of early years. And now our staff are gone above and beyond all that again. You know, they're cleaning many times in a day. So the standards in earlier services really are absolutely impeccable.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the schemes that allow you to reduce your numbers and still function and be viable financially, just to keep your heads above water. When do those supports run out?
They've just been extended till the end of June. So, look, realistically, we know that the pod system is being supported by the EWSS. So as long as we need pods, we very much hope that the EWSS will be there. And of course, we're hoping that that we may not need as many supports whenever the vaccines come in. It will remain to be seen when our staff are vaccinated. What will the advice then be from the HSE in relation to pods? Yeah. But certainly, while all of those measures are in place, earlier services would not be viable without the EWSS. It's been absolutely critical, and we very much appreciate it. We just wouldn't be here. Parents wouldn't be going to work if it wasn't for those supports.
Do you have concerns, though, going forward? I mean, there are many calls for a state-run early childhood learning scheme, as they have, and they keep on saying Finland and Norway, Sweden and all of these. Do you think that that's where we have to end up in the long term? Because, you know, we hear from creches all the time about how low wages are, salaries are for people who are well qualified, and really it's not sustainable.
Well, there's a difference between a state-run childcare service and state support for early years wages. You know, we have schools that are private, and yet the teachers are paid as teachers by the state. So there's a difference between the two. I would like to see state support for our staff. for their wages, because
If your staff were paid by the state, as they do for, as you mentioned, all schools, including private secondary schools, the difference it would make to what you would have to charge would be quite dramatic.
Yes, it would. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Yes, of course it would. It would make a huge difference for everybody. We could have much higher quality services. We could have much better supports going into them. And, of course, the big thing is that our staff, who are all qualified, every early years staff member out there has a qualification. So to think that they are being paid below the living wage, while they have all spent at least 1 year in college getting their qualification, is very sad. So, yes, it will be. It's what we want, is to see state supports towards wages for early years workers, so that they can be properly recognised for what they're doing. As I say, Pat, you know, our staff are the ones who have been out there working all the time since the 4th of January. They really deserve the recognition
educators. I'll read you a text I have here from one of the Newstalk listeners. I totally agree that childcare staff are heroes. My two children are in childcare. My 11-month-old will pull at a childcare worker's mask, and my two-year-old doesn't always cover his mouth when he sneezes, etc. They deserve praise, as they're underpaid and working in a riskier environment to support the rest of the essential workers who have to go to work and therefore need childcare. So,
I heard
you laugh there when you that image of a child pulling out a mask. Of course they do.
Oh, that happens every day. Of course it does. Children are fascinated. I mean, they see their parents with masks. They see us with masks. You know, masks aren't a big deal to them anymore. It's like somebody wearing a necklace or somebody's wearing earrings. Children are always going to pull at something that's interesting. So yes, that happens all the time. Of course it does.
Well, as they tend to say,
it's wonderful. Children are comfortable. You can see children are comfortable. They're relaxed. They're happy in the environment. I mean, the one thing that has happened in this, the beauty of having childcare open all the time, is that our children have not suffered.
Yeah, well, I'm going to borrow a phrase from American Broadcasting. Joan, thank you very much for your service, because it is a vital one. Joan O'Sullivan, National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals and owner and manager of Little Footsteps Creche in Swords in Dublin. Thanks very much for joining us.